Cross now coming in looking for Smith, and Smith right-footed, buries it into the bottom left corner. It's taken Swindon little over 2 minutes to score here at the Bankses. It's Michael Smith who scored here in January, who puts the away side in front. The cross from the right-hand side, Smith on the volley into the bottom left corner. Smith's 13th goal of the season. And after 2 minutes, as Walsall nil, Swindon 1. Bradshaw, who wins it in the air ahead of Nathan Thompson. Perkis now, square to Kane, who's 30 yards from goal, threads it forward well for Cook. It's cleared away, but Bradshaw right foot, and then Bradshaw will score. And Walsall will equalise in the 18th minute. It was a poor Swindon clearance, and Tom Bradshaw, Sadler's leading man, slots it into the bottom left corner. Sadler's back level. Bradshaw's 12th of the season. It's Walsall 1, Swindon 1. Sadlers have an early corner in this second half. It'll be delivered low by Ford. It's a poor corner and Swindon will come clear, and the lively Nathan Byrne will counter for the away side. He plays it out to left-hand side to Luongo. Luongo left-footed shot, and Swindon are ahead. 45 seconds into this second half, Massimo Luongo with his third goal of the season, the Australian picking up a pass from Nathan Byrne on the Swindon counter-attack, and low effort by Luongo past Richard O'Donnell, and in the snow it's Walsall 1, Swindon 2. Oh, and Downing has slipped in the poor conditions, and Swindon on the attack now with Smith feeding it forward to Williams, who keeps his footing, plays it over Richard O'Donnell, and Swindon go 3-1 up. 5 minutes into the second half, and the conditions playing a big part there. In heavy snow, Paul Downing losing his footing. Michael Smith coming forward, threading it through to Williams, who chips it over Richard O'Donnell into the back of the net. And it's a two-goal advantage now for the visitors. It's Walsall 1, Swindon 3. Smith will lay it off to Luongo, and Luongo back into the path of Michael Smith. That's an inviting ball into the box for Williams to come on to, off the post and into the net. And Swindon go 4-1 up, barely 12 minutes into this second half. Three quick-fire goals in this second half for the visitors. And another lightning-fast counter-attack. Michael Smith with an inviting ball into the box. Andy Williams gets to it first, his second goal of the game. It's Walsall 1, Swindon 4.
Dean, is it fair to say Swindon coped a bit better with the snowy conditions at the start of that second half?
Whether they cope with it, we certainly had a helping hand in them scoring three goals in a 10-minute spell, and they've counted us three times and scored three times. One from our corner where we got mixed up, but still at the back we had enough players to deal with it, and they didn't. And then the third goal, you know, Paul Downing slipped over. And the fourth goal, we'll give the ball away and another counter-attack. So, mad 10-minute spell. You know, I mean, it was farcical towards the end. And for the last half an hour, you know, I'm not sure I'll be able to even go and mark the ref because I couldn't see him half the time. You know, I think if it would have been 1-1 or 2-1, he'd have probably abandoned the game. If that was the right decision, he should have done that. But, you know, disappointed with the spell that we've had because we're better than that defensively. I was really pleased with us at first half. They had a super start to the game for them, and we came back really well and had chances and should have gone in the lead, and unfortunately didn't. But, you know, that spell at the start of the second half has cost us.
It was very tricky for everyone to see. And on that far side, when Ashley Grimes put it in the back of the net, I couldn't see the assistant linesman raise his flag. I thought Grimes had scored. So are you saying that you thought the game probably should have been called off, perhaps?
Certainly then. I mean, none of our fans saw their goals, did they? So, you know, it was farcical conditions. And, you know, I mean, there was snow coming down and, you know, they just kept playing, as you say, because it was 4-1 down, or it's a 4-1 score, they felt it was right to continue. For me, you know, it should have been stopped. But, you know, that's not sour grapes or nothing, because, you know, Swindon are a good team and, you know, they've scored some good goals. But we should have done better because we had a big helping hand in their goals.
But even so, I think it was a start to the second half that none of us will have seen coming. You more than matched them in that first half, didn't you? Very equal.
Yeah, I thought we slightly shaded the first half. We had better chances, should have gone in the lead. You know, Cookies had a great chance to put it over the bar. You know, and then they scored for our corner. That's what's so disappointing. And, you know, we've got to be better than that. And then scored two counter-ways again. But, you know, by then the conditions were atrocious. But that's not excusing, you know, Paul slipping over, Rom giving the ball away, and us not being defensively able behind them.
We've spoken so many times about Tom Bradshaw in the first few months of this season. That's 12 goals for the season. Now, another good finish today. You took him off with about 20 minutes to go. Is there anything for Saddlers fans to be worried about there?
No, I mean, he's had hamstring injuries, and the condition of the pitch at that time was atrocious. And we've further, more snow coming down. You know, I didn't want to risk him getting another injury because we've got another game on Sunday. You know, so that was behind the substitution.
Let's talk about that game on Sunday now. It's probably good, is it, to have a game 48 hours time to be able to react to what's happened against Swindon?
Yeah, it's always good to have another game, and we'll be looking forward to that. It's a tough game again, though. We knew that the Christmas period was going to be tough with the sides, you know, all in the top four, Sheffield United, MK Dons, and Swindon today. So we know it's going to be a tough game. I think they've won again, and they're banging goals in left, right, and centre at home. So we're going to have to be at our best and certainly defend better than we did today.
Well, conceding four goals against Swindon, you're coming up against a side who won their last two home games, 6-0 and 7-0. That promises to be a real test for that back four, doesn't it?
Yeah, it'd be a right test. They've got good players there, and you know, they've got two loanies in Beniki Afobe and Will Grigg, who are banging goals in for fun, so we've got to make sure we're our best.
Normally you play really well against the top teams. You'll be hoping to keep that run going again.
Yeah, normally we did today for the first half, and as I say, until we shelled goals, and you know, very unlike us. But you know, we'll go into the game knowing that 10-minute spell was a one-off, and we'll put it right.
Revenge very much on the cards against Milton Keynes Dons, doing the double over you last season. I know the game at Stadium MK, you felt a little bit hard done by, didn't you, by that narrow defeat?
I did, and rightly so, because the feedback I got back after the game was we scored a good goal that shouldn't have been disallowed and was. So hopefully we can put it right.
Strange atmosphere, Stadium MK, isn't it? It's a really big stadium, probably really nice to play at for the players, but it's not filled, is it, every week?
No, it's a massive stadium. I think it takes about 20-odd thousand fans in there, doesn't it? You know, and I think they'd average about 7 or 8. But they're going really good guns, so we're going to have to be our best, we know that.
Chance to pit your wits against Carl Robinson. Similar man to you, young manager, doing well. He's been at the club for sort of 3 or 4 years now. What are your memories of coming up against him?
Well, we came against him in my first season. You know, we drew there 1-1, and then I think we'd done the double over in the following season, or the season after that. Will Grigg scoring in the last game of the season, you know, winning at home as well. So we've had some really close affairs, and, you know, hopefully that this one on Sunday will be a close affair again, but we've us edging it.
You've mentioned Will Grigg. He hasn't punished you too much since leaving the Banks' Stadium. He'll probably be up against you at Stadium MK, and good to see him again.
Yeah, he will. I mean, I've got a lot of time for Will. Obviously, we brought him through the academy, and he's done exceptionally well. Got promoted with Brentford last season. Didn't play as much as he'd like to. You know, and it'll be nice to see him again, but hopefully, you know, he fires a few blanks that day.
And just very finally, the festive period, getting these two games in 3 days, how do you cope with it? How do you react to it? What will happen with the players now? Rest tomorrow? Will they be training?
Yeah, they'll be in tomorrow. I mean, they'll be having their ice baths, or they may as well sit on the pitch in the shorts. But they'll be having their ice baths and getting them recovering and getting ready for, you know, another tough game. And, you know, we've got a squad that we can use as well, and we certainly look at that.